Okay, here we go. Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. We're up to the sugya of. Why the world is this guy is screaming over here. 1 second. All right, Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. We're up to the sugya of. You hear me? You can hear me?
Yes.
All right, good. It's clear. It's clear. It's loud. It's clear. Shaul, is the sound good?
Yep.
Okay, good. So we're up to Zera. Zera Gargir L'may Chazi. You know that a Zera Gargir L'may Chazi, what is Zera Gargir good for? We learn over here Zera Gargir, you can make an Eruv Chatzeres, Eruv Tchumen. Anam Yerachman Shekein Mishayinim Shalohay Lohan Palpulin Shechakim Marisam Madvilnas Boy Esatzoli. Because the Rishonim, yeah, and the Sharm Kalmanios, and the Frida Gador, before they had all the luxuries that we have today, before they had air conditioning, they had indoor plumbing, before they had all these bakeries, calves, and kosher delight, and all these fancy zachen shlochel and palpul. They didn't have peppers. Oh, Yigavalt, how did they live those days? Shechakinoi, so they would take the Zera Gargir, they would grind it up, Madbunos, Boys Atzoli, and they would dip the roasted meat, so therefore it was saka fit for some type of condiment. Next, Rabbi Zera Kiyav, Cholish, Nigir, Seha, the Ozil Yosef, Epischa, the Rabbi Yehuda, Babar Army. When the Halek of Rabbi Zera was Cholish, Nigir, he was tired. How could you be tired from learning? He would go and he would sit at Pischa de Rav Yehuda Bar Ami. He would sit by the Pesach Bar Ami. Omar, he said, "Kinafki v'al Rabbanim eikeni shemayu." He said that when the Rabbanim are going to come, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to give cover to the Talmidei Chacham, and that way I'm going to get reward. Nakabuhu agra nafak osa yinuka de beraf. A child came out. Yankee, you can close the door. Yeah, Yankee. Come in here, open up the door, walk around here like it's their office here, and they don't even will close the door when they go out. Chutzpah. Right, so Abzeru, this is the famous Gemara. This is one of my favorites. This is my favorite Daf and Shas. You know why? Because of this story. This is such a beautiful story. It illustrates that in life you have to always look for opportunities. There's one person that I know in this world that mamish, he fits into this mold to look, to seek out opportunities at every moment, no matter what the matzav is, to give nachas ruach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know who that person is? It's Marcus Lehman II. Marcus Lehman II. Rabbi Zera, ki ave cholish mi girse, have a ozel viyasa pischa den rabbi huda baba abi. Amar, he said, ki nothing vile rabbanim, when the rabbanim come out, eikum nikamayim. Receive reward. Nafak. What's the reward? The reward in this world or the reward in the next world? The reward is in this world. Not a reward of money or anything like that. An appreciation. An appreciation. When you see Talmidei Chacham, how they noig, and you look at them, you watch them, the reward is you become a better person. Because when you observe them, you become a much better person. Nafak also, you look at the beraf. One of the kinnulah came out, Amalei Mai Ag Merach Rabach. He said to him, what did your Rebbe teach you today? What did your Rebbe teach you? Amalei Kishus, he taught us the halacha, Kishus, haps, boy rei, pri hu adama, chaziz. What's chaziz? Chaziz is the ha, is the grain. Shlomo Binowitz, welcome to the ulam. Shlomo, we have chav chesem beis. Shlomo, it's going to be an all-nighter. I hope you had a lot of coffee because you're going to be here with me the whole night, Shlomi. Right, Chaziz. Chofches. Right, Chofches. 28B. 28B at the very, very top. Chaziz, the Rebbe told the Kiddalach, Shakol Niyabid Varoi. Amalei, so he told the child, Adarab, Ibcha Mestav, just the opposite. Hai me Arako Rabbi, Vahai me Avriko Rabbi, just the opposite. When it comes to the Kishus, when it comes to the Chaziz, the chaziz grain, it goes from the ground. So you shmeg a burp your adama. The high me'avira kamarari, and the haps, the kishus, it grows from the ear, so you should make a shahakal now. The hilchasa kiyanuku debeiraf. Yet the halacha follows a child, my time, high gamar per, the high lav gamar pri, merti gavart. It's even though taka, the chaziz comes from the ground, but the chaziz is. A chaziz is not a gemar pri, but the kishus, even though it comes from the ground, I got a phone call here. I have to just cancel this to climb. Okay, this is more important. Learning Torah is more important. Even though that was a very important phone call that came right now, I have dismissed him in honor of you. Vaita, it should not be ringing, it should be on silent. Terrible. How come it's not on silent? Okay, Vaita. Vaita chazish akol rabbi amul adam bechom esnav chay me'ar karam v'chay me'avir karami v'hil chasaki yinuka debeira my time chay gemar pri v'chay lav gemar pri my deka amrit chay me'ar karami this goes from the ground v'chay me'avir karami loihi it's not true kishus na me'ar karami kishus haps also go from the ground why deha kochazinan dekatlinan leli his masa umaisa kishusa. Because what do we see? We see from the following mitzias that if you katlin and leila his mother, you go and you cut the has the his masa. If you cut, what's the his masa? What's the his masa? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Look at the third line from the very very top. Shekoytzitzin hahizme. If you cut the thorns, umayse kishusa the hap alma iloy yunuka me ara. Loi Rabia. So what does he mean by that? I'm a little bit confused by what that means. Over here, look on the parish over here in the Mesifta. He explains, Shabbat Anu Royim, Shekoitzitze Mesakoit, She'olov Tzmecha Keshus, The Ozai Mesu Mesyabish Gama Keshus, Hatzmech Olov, that grows upon it. Ah, that's the thing. I didn't get it. So the Keshus grows upon a thorn. That's how it goes. There's a koitz. You see what's going on over here? This I don't understand. This is how it works. Hops, they're like mushrooms. The hops, how do they grow? So to the naked eye, it would appear that the hops, they grow from the air. Because the hops do not have roots in the ground. The hops, they're stationed upon thorns. And the thorns grow out of the ground. So to the naked eye, no one would imagine that the thorn is providing a channel of nourishment from the earth to the hops. You see over here, it's like you see a metal, or you see like a stone, a brick stone that comes out of the ground, and on top of the brick stone, there's some truffles growing. So you would say the truffles are growing from the airspace. It just happens to be they need a place to rest, so it's resting on a brick stone. But the brick stone is not a conduit to bring nourishment from the earth into the kashus. Yet it's not so. Even though it's growing not on a brick stone, it's growing on a thorn, and to the naked eye it would appear that the thorn is not providing any sustenance. It's not a conduit to bring nourishment to the hops. The fact is, if you cut the thorn out of the ground, then the kashus on top dies. So it goes to show that sometimes things that are thorns can be a conduit of blessing to someone else. The Musa Haskell is, you never know. There are people in this world that to us appear to be thorns. Yet, do you realize that those thorns are the conduit of blessing to the objects that grow upon them? That's what it says. If you cut off the thorns, the kishus dies. Never underestimate the value of any living creature in this world. Even though to us it may appear they provide no purpose, the truth is every living creature provides a purpose in this world and they are the conduits of blessing to the world. Vait in the Gemara. You got that Gemara? Vait. Uvi chafnios ein ma'arimba. It says in the Mishnah that they now let them make an air with kafnios. What are kafnios? Kafnios are dates. They're dates, evil dates, which have not bishlukol tsarchan. Okay, they did not ripen. A date that's not fully developed. It's like going on Avenue M. I pass by them every day on Avenue M. What's in that restaurant on Avenue M? Shlemi just killed, you killed a living creature.
I missed.
A living creature, you don't know, maybe it was a Gilgal, maybe you wanted to learn Daf, maybe it was a holy neshama came to this world to hear the words of Torah. And you took its chiyus. Now what's it going to do? Unripened dates. What's the name of that restaurant off Avenue M where they took over the sidewalk? The fancy restaurant. You know what I'm talking about? M and Ocean Avenue. There's a restaurant over there. So I pass by there every day. I see there are a lot of dates. There are a lot of dates. Boys and girls on dates. They're not complete dates. This is what's called the kofnios. The kofnios. What are kofnios? Kofnios, it says over here, these are dates that are unripened. Ein ma'orvin. You don't conclude, you make an Erev. An Erev, you don't come together. It doesn't work. It's not an Erev to create a bias. A mokam shvisa, a dira, because they are mokam dira. Kofnios ein ma'orvin. In fact, we're really going to rise a car. Nikach bekesef meiser. What's car? What is a car? What is a car? It says that a car can be purchased with the title of the price. So car nikach the kesef meiser. Rashi, is there a Rashi over the word car? What is the Rashi of the essay? I can't find the Rashi. Rashi nikach the kesef meiser the pre vigdule karku. A car is called a pre and it's gedule karka. Okay, so that's the kasha. It says over here. I skipped, I'm sorry, it's over here, car. Yatanya, bebraisa car. Onof hadekel betchila smicha shurach. A car is a palm tree, a branch of a palm tree. When it's moist and it's good to eat, it can be purchased with kesef meiser. So what do we see from this? Let's go back to the Gemara. So how can you get the kofnios? Means another nachma. The Gemara is talking about dates, unripened dates. It's not called the food. That's what we need to our sugya. Nikocha is can be purchased by kesef meiser. Umetama is tumas oichlin. So you see the feirush that it's called food. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kar harehu keitz lechol devarav. He holds that kar is no. It's a piece of wood. Ella. Shenikach bekesef meiser. It's a piece of wood. My nafmin is a piece of wood, and the Gemara is going to ask that question. Fine. The chafnios areihin kipri lechol devarim, and the Gemara is going to ask what he's coming to teach us. Ella, the only difference is shepeturas ben hameiser. So what's the kasha? You see here, klar. It's klar diburim that chafnios is called the food, and chafnios can be used for eruvei tuchumin. How then can it say in the Brayis that kofnios cannot be used for eruvei tuchumin? And for the Gemara, hasam there bidinischone. We're dealing with special types of kofnios. And Rashi, this is an incredible Rashi, mamish pilei ploim in the ilum of the Bria. It was kedai to come tonight just to learn this bidinischone dekolim zichorim male palm trees. She'oisin kofnios ve'enam naasim tamarim le'oilam. They never become into tamarim dates. The kofnios hu gemar pirion. The leitim oisam benisan. The hanu uchloninu. The chi kam arav. When the rav said that kofnios is not good for the eruvei tuchumin, bidekolim nekevois. Because them, she kofnios shalachem naasim tamarim. They turn into dates, and since at this moment in time it's not yet complete, Hilkoch Akati Loi Gamar Priyu, it's not yet concluded. We have incredible chiddush over here in the Bria, when it comes to palm trees. There are male palm trees and there are female palm trees. Tzadik, now you know the Pshat, I'm telling you, Murdik Pshat, and I'm telling you, you always probably wonder, I know you feel very guilty, both of you. Why are you wasting your time coming to this shiur when you can go to so many shiurim in the world? It's unlimited the number of incredible daf yomi shiurim there are. But let me tell you a chiddush, you're not going to another shiur. And that is why we say tzadik ha-tomar yifrach. Because a tomar is the only tree from all the trees in the world that have a zohar and a nekeva. a zohar and a nekeva. There's no other tree in Gan Shas. You find this thing called a zohar and a nekeva. They have different male and females. And the male is the noisin, the female is the makabel. And when you say that a tzaddik katomo yifrach, which means the tzaddik is a noisin and a makabel. To be a tzaddik, you have to be a noisin, you have to be a giver. And at times, you have to know how to be makabel. There is a relationship. Just time to be like an apple tree, that's boring, because an apple tree is not a giver, not a taker. Or maybe no, I should maybe not. Maybe an apple tree is a taker. A zohar and a nekeva represents the principle of noisein and mekabel. That's a healthy bria. Tzadik katomor yifrach. Fine, you have to develop that a little bit more, that idea. Vaita Ella Vaita Gemara. This is the study. Ihachi b'mayim b'chol leimer b'hu the potus from the ma'aser. In fact, Gemara, really, if that's the case, that we're dealing over here with this one that like a zohar and a zohar, it's a zohar, and that's why it's a Gemara pri. If it's a zohar, it's not going to ever turn into a tamar. There's nothing more for it to do. So why then would Rabbi Yehuda say that it's padam in a ma'aser? Aviatanya Ama Rabbi Yehuda Loihusku Page Be Siyone Elal in Maiser Bilvad. Okay, now what does this mean? The Page means the figs. We're now jumping to Einim Heim there to the figs. Shamis Bashlu. When we said this thing called Page Bisyone Lin Maiser Bilvad, and what do we mean? It means that what's ahine? Ahine, here Rashi tells us the secret, is kofnios. That's our sugya. Vahanach dituvisa. And these of the tovina, kulom zichodin heim. Umishomachi chayavim b'maisa de gemar peruhu, it's concluded. The kol shekain the gemar peru hu l'shar mile, it's a gemar peru for all other matters. So what's the kasha? How then can Rabbi Yehuda say that the kofnios is potter min ha-maiser, when Rabbi Yehuda himself said that the kofnios that are zechorim are chayiv in maiser, the pagi bai soine eli maiser levad pagi bai soine v'ahani dituvisa chayav in maiser. So Ella, so therefore, how can you go tell me that I'm dealing over here with the Zuchorim, and Zuchorim we have a machlekes, even Rabbi Yehuda admits that I'm dealing with the Zuchorim, you're going to be chayv and maiser, because it's called a fruit. The Gemara is Ella liyolam lave bin nischone. Enochnami, we're not discussing the males. We're discussing the females. Oh, Ebaze, the question now has been reinstated. If we're dealing with the females, so then they should be potter from maiser. Part that then the female is not called, if it's a female, then what the question then is, that then why you chayiv? You should be potter. It should not be fit. Wait, someone's look. Let's we learned a lot of you say this. Let's review what we learned so far. I'm getting a little confused. Okay, I'm going back up a few lines to the beginning of the word line. Let's review what we learned very quickly. To get just the whole Seder HaDevarim, now that we know all of the Yisoidas. Let's go back to where it says, V'chachnios ein marv. It says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to be ma'orev with kofnios. Kofnios are dates that are not ripened. Unripened dates. Ein marv. Frektigma, really? You're not allowed to be ma'orev? V'yatanya kor. Kor is a branch of a palm tree. Nikach v'kesef ma'isa v'ein mitame tumasechol. That's not relevant to us. What's relevant to us is the next line. V'chafniyos nikachos bekesef meiser u'mitamos tamaser cholim. So you see, beferush, that chafniyos can be used. It's called a food. If it's a food, it's going to be good for eruvei techumen. Rabbi Yehuda imer kor harehu ke'etz l'chol devadov. Elo shenikach bekesef meiser v'chafniyos harehen kipri l'chol devreim elo shemtiris min ha-meiser. Okay, so there's a food, but it's potter min ha-maiser. So what do we have? We have over here a kash from the Rabban. We're not focusing on Rabbi Yehuda. we are focusing on the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan have explicitly taught that kofniyos can be purchased with kesef meiser and a metamas to masecholin, which means they're full-fledged food. If they're full-fledged food, then they should be chayiv in Erev. You can use it for an Erev. So we have now a contradiction. Our Mishnah in Masechta Erevin says kofniyos cannot be used for an Erev. And here in this Mishnah, it says that it can be used. It's called a regular food. So the Gemara gives the answer. Hasan bidin nischane. In Masechta Erevin, we're dealing with females. So a female unripened date was meant to turn into a date. And because it never reaches the Gemara Pri, therefore it's not fit to be used for a Ruvei Tuchumen. This is discussing B'nischone, is dealing with male dates. A male date has nowhere to go, it's an Alta Bacha. An Alta Bacha is not going to make Paris. The Mela, it's dead meat, it's finished, it's a finished product. Nowhere more to go. All done, all finished, been there, done that. Just get out of the way, don't be a burden on society. And give us all your money, and we'll put you in a grave for poor people. They give away free society, and no matzeva either. So that's called the bistani. There's nowhere to go. Why then does he say that the potter from meiser? If you're dealing over here with a male that's not going anywhere, it's complete. Therefore, shvichayv meiser. The Atanya, who himself says, I'm who the loyal his kupagi beitoy say, el in meiser belvat. They're going to be chayv in meiser. Page beisune. Then he goes weiter. He has a brisa, and what do you mean the meiser? Page beisune. Vahine did to visa chayv in meiser. And he explains that these two things, since they're complete, the chayv in meiser. He tells me over here that we're dealing over here with males. They are chayv in meiser. So the Gemara says, you're right. El yalom lav b'nischone. We're not dealing with lav b'nischone. We're not dealing with nischone. We're dealing with females. Ebaze, we now have a contradiction. Because they were dealing with females, and even females, it says, is going to be chayiv in meiser. According to this price, even a female date that's unripened is going to be chayiv in meiser. And we learned in Masechta Eruvin that a female date is potter. So we have a stira. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha. You cannot compare the laws of Eruvin to the laws of Meiser. Until now, we thought that if an item is chayiv in Meiser, automatically it means it's, if an item is chayiv in Meiser, it's automatically fit to be used for an Eruvin Techumen. Not so. That's the big mistake you're making all along. This is the point of revelation at this moment here in this Gemara. The point of revelation here is that there's a fundamental difference between the laws of Erevin and the laws of Meiser. Erevin have a much, much higher standard. If you want to use a food for Erevin, there must be a better quality food. When it comes to the obligation to separate Meiser, even a lower quality food is valid. So just because indeed we find in the Braisa that a female unripened date, Yechayv in Meiser, and it's Metame Tumas Eicholin, yippee-doo! Good for you. It doesn't mean that it's still called a valid food to be used for a ruvei techumin. Since there's potential, you can take this unripened female date and you can put her in the oven, and you'll heat her up, and then it'll be good. Because, you know, he said with regard to another halacha. Now, where did Rabbi Yochanan say this principle, that a female date you can put in the fire? He said in reference to the following halacha, almonds that are bitter, that are ketanim, chayovin are chayiv in what? They're chayiv in meiser. Okay, they're chayiv in Meiser, why? Because since they're ketanim, because they're done. There's nowhere to go. Gedoilim, big ones, they're not yet done because there's more development, more growth. Gedoilim, petunim, kuturim, period. Next halacha, misukim, if they're sweet. Gedoilim, chayovin, if they're bitter, so it says when they're going to be small, they're done, when they're large, they're not finished. If they're of the variety that's sweet, gedoilim, chayovin, there's nowhere to go. Ketanim peturin, because there's more to go. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Shimon, Avos, Zev, Zel, Lifter, makes no difference whether it's going to be large, whether it's going to be large or small. They're going to be potter. The Amrilah, some say, Amrilah, Zev, Zel, Lichiyuf. Omar, some say, no, they're both going to be chayif. Now, what does he mean? Omer, Rabbi Loi, Hoyra, Rabbi Chanina, Bitsipare, Rabbi Chanina, he paskin in Tsipare, Kidivre, Hoymer, Zev, Zel, Lifter, that when you're dealing with Zev, Zel, whether he, when we say Zel, Zel means across the board, whether they're bitter, whether they're sweet, whether they're small, whether they're large, or all four varieties, some say they're always going to be chayif, some say they're always going to be potter. Rashi says, modim, bein gedoilim, bein ketanim, gedoilim. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. When it says, Zev is a liftar in reference to the bitter ones, I made a mistake. I told you bitter and sweet, large, small. No, only when it comes to the small, the bitter ones. Bein gedoilim, bein ketanim, gedoilim, the lav ochlo, when it's large, it's not called the food, ketanim, the lav gemar pe, when it's small, they're not yet finished. Fine. And how are we paskin? We paskin in Tzipare, Zev, Zev, Hoymer, Zev, Zev, they're both going to be exempt. Ulaman, Diyamar, Zev, Zev, Lechiv, Lamai, Chazi, how can you say to me, Chayiv? Oh, so here is Rabbi Yochanan came along to give the rescue. He came to explain that when it's going to be Chayiv, that's going to be the case where? Hoyel, Veroi, Lemoskan, Lai, Dehor. Vaito, so that's where it's the halachs. Therefore, we have now Lemoskan, a very good halacha. We understand now everything is Hakol Yovei Al Mokon B'Sholem. We have over here in the Mishnah says that Kofniyos is a female unripened date. A female unripened date, it says in the Mishnah, you cannot use for Eruvi Chatzeros, for Eruvi Tuchumen. Yet it says that a female unripened date will feed the Gemara's Maskal, even though the Gemara tried to wiggle out of it, trying to say they're referring to the males. But the Gemara says, no, you can't wiggle out of it. We're dealing with the females. The female unripened dates is Chayiv and Meiser and is Metame Tumaser Cholin. And according to the Gemara's Maskana, the Gemara Nahavina of thought that if it's Chayiv and Meiser and it's Metame Tumaser Cholin, it's called a food. If it's called a food, you should be able to use it for the Vitachumin. And yet it says you cannot use it for the Vitachumin. How are you going to reconcile this contradiction? And the Gemara's Maskana is, there's a fundamental difference between Eruv Tichumen and the laws of Maisa. When it comes to Eruv Tichumen, it has to be edible now. Now, right now, the way it is. And right now, the way it is, it's not edible, and therefore it cannot be used for Eruv Tichumen. But when it comes to Maisa, it's like a ben soire remoire. We look at the Maisa al shem soifai. We don't say ba'asher hu sham. We look at al shem soifai. Al shem soifai, it's going to be a food. It's going to be a food, therefore it's going to be Chayiv and Meiser, and it's going to be Metame to Maser Cholim. That's the Gemara's Maskana. Next, Shtikl Gemara. We now go to Amar. Yehuda Amar Kar Harayu Keitz. The whole Gemara we learn in passing. Kar means a branch of a palm tree. A branch of a palm tree is Kar. Keitz. The whole Gemara of Elosh Nikach Vekesev Meiser. It's a piece of wood. Even though it's a piece of wood, yet it can be purchased with the money of Meiser Sheni. Like the Gemara, Hainu Tanakama. So what is he saying? Different Tanakama. Tanakama is Zel Bazach. Amar Abaye Sholkoi V'Tigna Ikev V'Nach Minu V'Yos. Let's take this piece. You take this branch, and you cook it for an extended period of time. Shalika means to cook for a long time, and Togda means you spice it. Tigun, you put on it some spices. Ikev V'Nach. What's Nach Minu? Rashi explains. Let's take a look at how he explains this. Sholka mevushal harbe tignoi b'shemen with oil. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he was the second opinion. Afilu sholka v'tignoi einay metame. He's the second opinion. It's not going to be metame no matter what. It's not metame. Everyone agrees you can buy ma'aser sheni. You can purchase. You can spend money on it to buy ma'aser with the money of ma'aser sheni. You can purchase it, but. But even though you can purchase it, but it's not metame. Metanakama im shokoi v'tigna im metame it's metame. Why? For the amri lo harayuke it's according to Metanakama, no longer is it called a piece of wood, therefore it's going to be metame. Okay, now we go further in the Gemara. Now, by the way, I have a very big question. I don't have an answer. I want you to tell me an answer. You tell me the answer. But here we learned the Gemara before, where Rabbi Zera, when he was very, very tired, he would go and he would sit outside the Beit Medrash to stand up until Midaycham when they came out. And the Gemara tells us a Maisa where Talmud Chacham did not come out, but rather a eunuch came out. And he said to the child, Lou, what did you learn today? What? Now, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. The only reason why he's sitting outside the Beis Medrash, I'm asking some very good questions here. The only reason why he's sitting out of the Beis is because he's too tired to learn. If he's too tired, because he's too tired. Go on the top of the page. I'm telling you some raid. When he says over here the time the Rabbi Zer was tired. Come Rabba Shachte, remember, Rabbi Zer was the one that was slaughtered by Rabba on Purim. Come Rabba Shachte L'Rabbi Zer. Rabba got up and he slaughtered him on Purim. And then he brought him back to life. He was Mechai Meisim, Mechai HaMeisim. He brought him back to life. And the Mefarshim say that the Kum Rabba was a very happy person. Rabbi Zer was a very depressed person. That was his whole nature in life. He was always very sad. He tried to cheer him up. When you try to cheer up a Litvak, you can't handle it. Rabba was a chosid. Rabbi Zer was a misnagin. He was a Litvak. The Litvaks were always very sad. The Chasidim were always very happy. So they had a suit that's put them together, and he tried, the chosid tried to trip the Litvak, and it didn't go well, didn't go well. And that's what happened. Fine. That's background. Rabbi Zer was very, very tired. So what did he do? I can't learn. I'm too tired to learn. So what am I going to do? I'll sit outside, and I'll give cover to Talmidei Chacham. I'll stand up. I will receive reward. What happened? No one came. There were no takers. No one came out into the Beis Medrash so he can stand up. Who was the only one that was willing to come outside of the Beis Medrash? A child. So what did he do to the child? He started to learn with him. What do you mean? If you have enough koyach to learn Torah, what are you doing outside the Beis Medrash? You should be in the Beis Medrash. The only reason why you're outside the Beis Medrash was because you don't have koyach. Right? I have no koyach. So I'll go and I'll stand up and tell Talmidei Chachamim. Who walks out a child? So, either stand up for the child or sit for the child, but if you're going to engage the child in Divrei Torah, oh, you have plenty of koyach to learn Torah. If he asks you, what did you learn today? Excuse me, if you want to know what I learned today, that means you have koyach. So what are you sitting outside the Beis Medrash? Get in the Beis Medrash and go learn.
You provide them.
So what's going on? Oh, so you want to say an incredible chiddush. You want to say that a child has the koyach, a yanuka? You just said now something which is mamish. Yeah, Rabbi Sholiman, you hear what he just said over here? He said over here, Dmamish Dvarim Ho'im Debrim Shalaylam. You can hear in Shemayim, the whole Shemayim is shaking. The Pamalya Shalmayel is shaking from what you just said. What you just said, I'm telling you, in the Himmel, I can feel it. The whole Beis Medrash Shalmayel is shaking, what you just said. Is that the Koyach of a Yenuka can give Chiyus to people who are too tired to learn. People think that the new generation, the Yanuka, the Nayadar, that the Chiyus of the Nayadar can give Chiyus to the Zikanim of the Fria Dikadar. He has such a word, what he just said, Rabbi Shalim, is Noyad of Oyim, what he just said. Noyad of Oyim. But here's the next bomb question. That's one, is one another heart is why? So he asked the child, what did you learn? He told him, on this you make a Adama, and this you make a Shahako. So he said just the opposite. Everyone in Chinuch knows, every single one, that he has just violated the most fundamental principle in Chinuch. You do not challenge what the Rebbe said in front of the child. The child comes home and he says, our Rebbe taught us the Gemara like this, and the father listens to Pshat and the Gemara. The father does not say to the child, you know, your Rebbe doesn't know how to learn. Your Rebbe is an ignoramus. He's a bore. I'm paying tuition for nothing. He's teaching you the wrong pshat in the Gemara. You're not allowed to do that. It is criminal. They put you in jail for that. Because you are in the eyes of the child, the Rebbe no longer has any validity, has any standing, and he has no respect for the Rebbe. And then the rest of the year is all down the drain. Part of the most important thing in Chinuch is the child has to have respect for his Rebbe. If you have a problem with the pshat in the Gemara of the Rebbe, so you call him up privately and have a conversation with him. You don't say to the child, your Rebbe is wrong. That's criminal. Everyone knows that. You don't have to be a Grace of Chacham to know that. So what is going on here in the Gemara? From the Pash of the Gemara, it's Mashmah that the Rebbe Zeh said to the child, you don't know what your Rebbe is talking about. How do you understand this Gemara? This Gemara is mamish atzorich in godol ad me'oid with underlines, bold and italics. Mitzvah liyashvay to make sense of this Gemara. Vayit in Gemara, next sugi Gemara. I will show you here the kasha.
Yep.
Vayit. Omar. We learned over here in passing. Omar. It's three lines before it gets what? Omar. We did already. Vayit in Gemara. We're up to three lines down. Maskif lo ravo. I'm sorry, we're up to the first wide line. Maskif lo ravo. Mika lamanda mashoka v'tegna loy. You're telling me now the machlekes is, when it comes to, we're saying there's a nafkamina. The nafkamina between the two perushim is if you shoylek and you toigain the branch of wood. You have a branch of wood and you're gonna be shoylek v'toigain. Really? But the Atanya, we learned in the following Braisa, Ha'or leather, Vashilya, is the placenta. Ein mitam to masacholim, or shasholkai. Let's say you take the skin and you cook it for a prolonged period of time. Vashilya shechich v'lechol shechil lecha. The placenta, which ordinarily goes in the garbage, but if you make a decision, a conscious decision, that you're going to use it for something, then mitam into masacholim. So what do we see? We see that if you do a tigun, if you do a shlika, it works. So therefore, the Gemara is making an assumption there's no difference between being mitage and being shoylek leather and being shoylek a piece of wood. It's going to work. It's going to make it into a doichel. Elo amar rava. So therefore, that cannot be the nafkamina. What then is nafkamina el amar rava? You know what the nafkamina is on the piece of wood? The nafkamina on a piece of branch of wood from a dekel is going to be el amar rava. Ikabinai bracha. The nafkamina is what bracha do you make? The itmar kar, when it comes to a kar, a branch, some soft wood from a tree. Did you ever eat this before? Did you ever take a bite out of a tree? Tam eitz ketam pri. In this sugya licked the yisoidais of the gresta sugya, eitz pri, and the tree made eitz oise pri. So the shaila is. So the shayla is, let's say you make the real bracha. You make the real bracha on the eights. You make a boirei pri ha'eitz on the eights. So you're making what Hashem's kavana was. I told you eights pri. Tam eitz ketam pri. What would have been, Rabbi Sholimin, if the tree would have been faithful to the command of Hashem and the tree itself would be edible? What bracha would you make on the tree? Would you make a bari pri ha'etz, or bari pri adama, or bari a tree? What would you make on the tree? The fruit you make bari pri ha'etz. Make bari ha'etz. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, bari ha'etz. What would have been, Rabbi Shlomo Rabinowitz? What would have been if the tree ate pri? Do you ever think about this? You ever think about this question? It's a good shayla. You have to ask all the magidim and give the daf. Ditma, kar, Rabbi Huda Meir, bari pri hadama. Ushmuel amar, shakol nia bidvaroi. Rabbi Huda Meir, bari pri hadama, uchlohu. Branch is a food. And bari pri hadama is a food of the earth. Ushmuel amar, shakol nia bidvaroi. Kevin, the sefer lachshayis. Ah! This is the yesod. This is always the ikar yesod of the sugya. This comes out over and over. Never forget this yesod. When something has more potential, then right now we look at it, we downgrade it. Because if you have more potential, we don't treat you like you're shalim. Something that has no more potential, we call it a bari pri adama. But since you have more potential, we're not going to call you a bari pri adama because you have more potential. It's a beautiful mussar. You hear the mussar? If you have more potential, we're not going to let you off easy. We're not going to give you COVID until you mashlim the potential. That's why you find in this world people who are very great They don't get what they deserve in this world. Tzadik v'raloi. You know why? Because there's more. They have more potential. You're not finished yet. You have people that you would say, if this guy gets a Bari Pri Adama, so why don't you give a Bari Pri Adama to this guy? And this guy you treat less, you give him a shakol niyabid varai. This guy is much greater than the other guy. The other guy is getting a Bari Pri Adama, and you're giving him a shakol, he's much greater. And you don't understand. The guy that gets the Bari Pri Adama, it's the end game. That's as far as he goes. The other guy, he has so much more to go. We don't want to stop now. We have to encourage him to go even weiter. So the middle, even though now Taki is equal to the guy that gets the Bari Pri Adama, but right now we're getting Mashakal in the Abivar because we want him to go weiter. Mordekamusr, in this Nismar. And what's the kasha to this? I'm sure you know the kasha. What about Geffen, vines? Why would you ever then make a Bari Pri who ate some grapes? Grapes can become yayin, and yayin get the bracha of boire pri hagofen in Yeretz Hashem this year. Both of you are going to be making a lot of boire pri hagofens. Rabbi Shaliman and Shlomo Rabinowitz, they're going to be making simchas. He's making a lot of simchas. He married with daughters, and the daughters you're going to make under the chuppah 2 times boire pri hagofen and the shere brachas every single night. Boire pri hagofen.
Boire
pri hagofen. You remember this vart. And you can remember the sugya and daf chav ches on beis and erevin. And you can ask the kasha, how could you ever make a bari pri ha'etz on a grape? Since the grape has potential to become gofen, to be gresa, you should always make on grapes shahakol niyeh bidvaray. Is it a good kasha?
Yeah.
So you're going to be mechadish, a chiddish, by the shara brachas to be mazbe, why that's so? Why grapes, you can make a Bari Pri Ha'etz, even though the grapes have more potential to make a Bari Pri Ha'gofen, and it appears to be a violation of the rule that when there's more potential, you make a Shahakal until you get to the end game. Vaita. Shulamah Shahakal Nibivar came in the surf of Lahakshay, so Lebarach and LA, Bari Pri Ha'edama. El Amal Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinna, genius, sharp one. Sharbon Chavasechem Savet Hotznoin radish. Look at that poor radish. Shasoifel Hakshoitz. It's going to become hard. Rachina Lei Bari Pri Adama. So therefore you see that's not true. Shlug it up. Yavi the Tznoin, the radish, and the radish is going to change. It's not yet finished. And yet, even when it's soft, you still make a Bari Pri Adama. So therefore it's a raya that on the branch of wood, even though the branch of wood is going to be turned hard, since right now it's soft, right now we're going to make a Bari Pri Adama. We're not going to go look al shem soifai. The Gemara says, V'loi, this is not a kasha. This is not a good kasha. It's not a nita insha daika the pugla. Dikla. Like nita insha daika the kaya. Why is it not a kasha? Because when it comes to the palm tree, nobody. What's going on over here? You watching movies here? When it comes to the palm tree, they do this in my show. That's one of the biggest benefits I have in the morning of doing with Zoom. I used to go mishuga with the people by me. They all were watching movies. I'm saying my show. I'm pouring my heart out to them, and they're watching movies, and they're doing their stocks. And they're reading the emails and texting their grandchildren. And I'm sitting there talking now. What a chutzpah. Now I don't see them do it. They turn off the screen. Some of them, they fall asleep. Or they just leave the house. How do I know? Because the shiur is over. It stays on for the next 2 hours. The same way the Zoom is on for the next 2 hours, it means the first 2 hours, they're also... So why do they come all together? I don't know. I guess I can't complain. Weiter. Snoin. I died that when it comes to the dickle, no one plants a palm tree al shem soifai. When it comes to the palm tree, no one is planting al daita that. I'm sorry about the tznoin. No one is planting the tznoin that it should become hard. The nail, when it reaches the softness, you can make a Bari Pri Adama. Even though it's not yet finished. You know why? Because that's not relevant.
No one's planning for the hard times by the tznoin.
But when it comes to the dikla, nachmal, v'loi tznoin niti insha died in the pulga. People, their kavana is that. Nah, I said it wrong. When it comes to the tznoin, people have kavana that they should be soft. They're looking forward to the intermediary state, that state of its softness. So that's why you can make a bar piyo dama. When it comes to dikla. No one's planting a deca with the kavana that when it's soft, they're going to eat it. That's not why people plant trees. Abraham Lincoln didn't plant apple trees because he wanted to eat the wood of the tree. You plant the apple tree because you want the fruits. You don't want to eat the tree itself. That's not the derech. Memela, that's why you can make a shahako when the tree is soft, because no one plants the tree. That's the reason why the eighth Isa Pri is preservation. Murdik Musa Haskell, that Hashem told the tree, Hashem said to the tree, Eitz Pri, Tam Eitz Kitam Pri. The tree disobeyed. Why did the tree disobey? Preservation. Ribayi Shalom, if we're going to taste good when we're a tree, people are going to eat us up. We'll never have fruit. We'll never survive. We're not going to survive Corona. They're going to eat us up. We're not going to ever make it to the matzah where we're going to have fruit. So the Bayin Yisraelim said, that's not your cheshbon to make. It's not your cheshbon to make. That a very good cheshbon, gewaldig cheshbon, Hashem said, Eitz Pri, Tam Eitz Kitam Pri. The tree said, the Bayin Yisraelim of the Tam Eitz Kitam Pri, there'll never be a Pri, because the tree will be eaten up. So we'll never have Paris. Never have Paris. So we can't do that. It's not the chivshei dirachmano lamalach. None of your business. I told you, tam eitz ketam pri, don't make cheshbonis. You just jump in. You jump in whether you like it or not. You get married whether you like it or not. Vaita. Even though Shmuel praised him, hilchas achavosei the Shmuel. We pass like Shmuel, and what are we passing? What was Shmuel's psak halacha? This kid outside is screaming over here. Shmuel said you make a shahako,
even though we praised him.
Still, we pass like Shmuel that you make on the dekel. You make a shahako. You make a shahako on the dekel. Shmuel ma shahakol niye bidvaroi kevan chesoyfa lahakshes. Right, gufa amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav kishus. The chaziz haps. And chaziz, okay, so now you go back to our shaila about boire priagofen. People, the reason why you make, the answer is obvious, the reason why you make a boire priagofen eats on grapes, because people indeed plant trees to eat grapes. It's true, the grapes can become yayin. And the male, when they become yayin, it's an upgrade, make a boire priagofen. You don't make a bori pri orange juice. You make a shahako in orange juice. When the orange was an orange, it was a bori pri ho'etz. When you squeeze out the juice, you make a shahako. That's why Florida, it's not a place to retire, because Florida is the official fruit of Florida are oranges. That's why you get free oranges. You go to Florida, you drive to Florida, they give you free oranges at the border, because it's the fruit of the land. That's not a good thing. You know why? Because the malchus of an orange is you make a bori pri ho'etz, and then when you squeeze it out, you make a shahakol niyebid varoy. That's why all the retirees go to Florida. When you go to Florida, when you retire, you get squeezed out. And when you get squeezed out, you go down from being a bori pri ho'etz mensch to a shahakol niyebid varoy mensch. That's not a good tzach. You should go to the state where the official fruit is the grape. There, when you retire, there you get better.
Where's the official grape?
Yerushalayim.
Inveh ha-gefen, be-inveh ha-gefen, dover toiv noyim, dover noyim umis, whatever it says there. Mishabed. Yerushalayim, that's the official country of the grapes. And grapes, when you retire and they squeeze you, you get better. You go up in Madrega. So when you retire, you don't go to Florida to be Iska Klapta Hoshana with juice dripping out of Shahakol Nia Bidvaro. you go to Yerushalayim HaKodesh, where you become better. They can make on you Boirei Priyagofen. Good?
Weiter.
Weiter.
Weiter in the Gemara.
Kalya Bekalya.
Weiter in the Gemara, and here we have to over here. Guf Amar Yudomer Amar Rav. Kishus v'chazis v'chazim 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 v'chazim. Kishus v'chazim. What's the share of kishus? How much kishus? How many hops? How many hops? How many hops does the hopper make? How many hops? V'chazim 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 v'chazim. You have to be able to fill up your hand. Kamal Yad. Now you sit over somewhere else. Kamal Yad. Where else in Shas? I'm testing you. In Shas, they have Kamal Hayat. Sholim, you know? In Shas, is there a principle of Kamal Hayat? Kamal Hayat. Sholim, are you there? Where in Shas the Kamal Hayat? Nowhere else in Shas Kamal Hayat? Rosh Hashanah. Shofar. The shofar has to, you have to, it has to fit in your hand, and the shear of a shofar is the fullness of your hand.
It has to stick out on each side.
A little bit also, a mashu on each side. Some say three tefachim. Some say a tefach on one side, tefach on total of three tefachim. Fine. Kimlo yad. Chazis v'kama. Oh, man, how much is a chazis? Well, this is for what? This is for what? Mazon shtey. Now we're finally getting into how much food. How much food do you need to make an eruve techumin? You need two meals. How many hops are there in two meals? Okay, Shlomi, how many onion rings they put into a package of onion rings? Do you ever count? How many potato chips do they put into one plastic bag of one serving of potato chips? How many hops? You have to have two servings of potato chips. How many kamla yad for two meals? Kamla yad, hachanami kamla yad. Now, where did he say, El, where was the other place? Where did he say, maybe we'll see where he said the other place, Vaita. And chaziz, v'kama, amarab, amaratuvi, 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 kamla yad, kamla yad, zi, losa. What does that mean? Kamla yad, zi, losa, rashi, agudos, yarek, shakarchen, ikadim. It means the fullness of a uzli losa. And a bundle of vegetables which the farmers, the ha'akirim, an ikar. What's an ikar? A farmer. You know what that word means? I never knew what that word means until I was much older. An ikar is a farmer. Okay, I thought it was a modern Hebrew word. It's the biblical word. We called him. It was lisa di ikri. It's a bundle, an aguda of a farmer. Kalia, with a kali, what's a kali? Kelach shel esev v'kosher keitz. It's a stalk of grass of esev, and it's hard like a rock. Frak the gemara, really? The kali is salt daitach? Can't be, because it's too hard. It's too hard. Ela biyarka the kali. It means the yerek, the kalia. It means the vegetable of the kalia. The kama, how much? Amar avichil kimloya yad, the fullness of your hand. Rabbi Yirmiya, so it doesn't mean mamish, the grass and stuff, which is a rock. It means the soft stuff that grows around it. Fine. Next, Rabbi Yirmiya, Nafak Likriyosti, went out to the Likriyosti to the city. He went out to see what's Tutsach in the Welt. He wanted to see the world. Bomine, Mahu, La'arbe, Pulin, Lachin, Ayilarbi, Marbe, Pul, Lachin, in beans, in soft beans. Loi, Hav, Biyada, he did not know the answer. You can make an ediv with pulin lachin, with moist beans, goya beans, yeah, moist beans. Or you can fill in one hand. Beets, chayin raw beets. That raw silka beets, kotel gavra. It can kill you. Okay. Kotel gavra chaya. It killed a living person. What does that mean? What does that mean? It killed a living person. These kids outside here, they're making all this noise. Violent noise going on over here. What does this mean over here? Silke chaya, katil gavre chaya, teirid chaya, shuinim avoshul chorig adam chay. It kills you. Hoyle mstakin nafshe. Vimken kosh echitra from nun al arbitan chayin. Okay, so silke beats. How could this then be the simon? This is one of the simonim in Rosh Hashanah. Silke. Silke. Isn't that the name of a woman? Isn't Silke? Yeah, Silke, name of a woman? Silke. I know it was a woman, her name is Silke. It says over here that Silke Chaya, not Kotel, they must have been good Shav Brachos Torah. It says over here, Silke Chaya, Kotel Gavre Chaya. Silke Chaya, she killed the Gavre Chaya, she killed the husband, the Gavre Chaya. How could it then be a simon? How could it be a simon for Rosh Hashanah? Shlomi, how could you have Silke? It's a simon for Rosh Hashanah. Our enemy should be cut off. It's a bad thing, a Silke. And a Chanami. The simonim, some are good, some are bad. The ones that are bad, the simonim that are bad, you give to your enemies. And the simonim that are good, you keep for yourself. So Gemara says that Akasha, when Yahu Basha Vle Basha, it says that when it killed somebody, it means it was partially cooked. But when it's not partially cooked, then it's healthy, then it's a good zakh, and you can use it for an Eruvi Tuchumin. Some say, all right, this kid over here is going to have to be quiet now. Sorry, it's too much. I'm not gonna fight with him. I'm not a fighter. It's not worth it for me to go Kiddush Hashem. I left him alone. He's a fraction of my age, but I left him alone. Vaita. Oh, he's quiet now. I think the other kid quieted him down. Right. Igadami some say, Amar of Hamnuna, Ain of Arvin, but next. Igadami some say, Amar of Hamnuna, Ain of Arvin, but Rod beats. Chayin. The Amar of Chisa Silka Chay called the Kavachaya. Oh, Vyoka Chazin, the Koach Livle Maisei. Wait, what does beats have to do with Silka? What's going on over here? What's the Kabar's Kash of you? Ain of Arvin, but Rod, and Chayin, Misham, the Amar of Chisa Silka Chay called the Kavachaya. The but it's not the same thing. Silka, what's silka? Beats, I guess the same thing, right? It's the same thing, I guess. Seems like it's over here. Oh, Igdem Samsam Avanun, Amar, a whole new Dujlosh, Igdem Samsam, Amar, Huna, Amar, Betrod, and Chayin. Diamna, you now know, oh no, here's the other way around. Why Diamna of Chisus, Silka Chayin, Kalagar Chaya? Oh, Vyoka Chazin and Dilko Achli Vloy Maisei. We see people either don't die. The Gemara says that Akashi, the Bosh of Le Bosh, when we see they don't die, it's pumped like out. When it's Bosh of Le Bosh, that's when they don't die. Amar Chista, Tavshel Shel Trodin, a dish of beets, Yofel Lelev. If you eat beets, Tavshel, it's good for the heart, the Tavshel Lelev, it's good for the eyes, the cold Shekem Lebnei Mam, it's good for the stomach. Amar Abai Vahud, the Yosef Abbe Tope, the Ovid Toich Toich, it's the Mitzisim Mepat. What's the Tafe? The Tafe is the Kira. It sits where B'mokim shepita sakadera, shefi sakadera, and it makes sounds, tuch tuch. You hear it cooking very, very, very well. Rashi, shemavushal yofev, and its stomach kuloi ad shenimoich, it melts. Shehu roseach doime kishamashmiya koil zed toich toich. When something is boiling, it makes a sound, toich toich. Toich toich. Okay? So you hear it saying, toich toich, you know it's good. And that's what Gehenna is all about. In Gehenna, you roast until the person says Toich Toich. And in Gehenna, when you say Toich Toich, then it's time to leave Gehenna. What's Toich Toich? The Panemius. In Gehenna, they cook people in Gehenna. And when do they leave Gehenna? When the people, they're sitting on the Kira, when they start saying Toich Toich. What's Toich Toich? It means the Panemius. When the panemius of the neshama comes out and they burn away all of the chitzonius and you hear them talking matters of toich toich, now you know they're fully cooked and you can send them out of Gehenna and send them to Gan Eden.
So you're lucky, your panemius is already come out in this world.
I'm going straight to Gehenna. I know that already.
Straight to Gehenna.
You don't get married.
You got the gimel pod, right?
If you don't get married and have children of a kind, mitzvah priyur reviyah, when you have many chances, many opportunities, and you push them all away,
you go straight to Gehenna. Straight to Gehenna.
The window's still open, my friend. You're still a young guy.
It's very hard. Can't imagine how hard it is. Can't even imagine. Vaita, Amarava.
Ozav Tazav Imai. Hashem says Ozav Tazav. If it's Imai, Hashem says Ozav Tazav. Vaita.
It's very hard. Amarava, Hareini Kiben Azai Beshuke Tveria. I'm like Ben Azai, he never got married, Ben Azai. He never got married, Ben Azai.
Rabbi Gelroth got married tonight. Second marriage, the Gelroth. So, get me. You could do it twice, you could do it once.
No, they say it's much easier to do it twice. They all say that. They say it's a piece of cake. Vaita, Amarava. They had a meiser, a rise. I told you this meiser. The guy of a rise, he said that there was a guy there, a bitter, bitter divorce. Such a bitter divorce. Went on for years. Finally gave a get. Gave a get in the bez, and they say, mazel tov, about time. And then he takes out a ring and he says to the dayanim, is this ring a shava pruta? I want you to watch. And he says to the gerusha, harei amikudeshesli, and he gives it to her. And he marries her. They said, what? So I say to him, he says, for a second wife, she's not so bad.
Second
wife.
For a second wife, she's not so bad. The guy, or Reisman said this over in front of 1,000 people, there was one guy there that started, everyone was laughing. Okay, they have polite laughter. They laughed and they stopped laughing. There was one guy there that could not stop laughing. Loud. They literally, and he just couldn't stop. And the whole place was like shocked. They started laughing at him. And it wasn't funny anymore. That he wasn't, couldn't stop laughing. They had to literally pick him up and carry him out. I'm a witness to this. Vaita. Omar Rava. Hareini ki Benazai b'shugi Tveria. I'm like Benazai in the market. Oh no, it's 9:29 now in the market of Tveria. What is he mean to Rashi? Look at Rashi. Yoima b'dicha havaleil Rava. A yoima b'dicha means it was a good day, a day of joking, a day of joking. Larava. The Amar luchu l'talmidei hashet tzilei daitoy. My mind is clear. I'm ready to answer with sharpness anyone who has a question. There was no one on the madrega of Ben Azai. He was an oiker harim. He never served Sholimin. He was no match for Sholimin. All the Talmidicham, they're like the peel of an onion, except for this guy who's bald. Who's the one that was bald? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was bald. There were three people who were bald. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had no hair. I had no hair. There are three people in the Torah had no hair. Korach, Rabbi Akiva, and there was someone else, and Menash, and Chizkiyahu. I think Chizkiyahu has bald.
There must have been many more bald people.
Rav Shake said to his brother...
Who did they say to? Alu Kerach.
We're going to go... That was Elisha. Elisha was bald also. Look, I'm also bald.
So
grass doesn't grow on busy streets.
You must be very busy.
Shlomi, I'll see you in 15 minutes.
I'll dive in my room and get into my pajamas.
So will I. See you soon.